Welcome back, CIOs and bow ties. Greg Silberman, your CIO for the remaining 8 to 10 minutes in our part three segment with Vitaly Katsanelson. Interesting, very interesting discussion. I love using the term, so I'm going to say it again, Vitaly. I consider you the Renaissance man of the modern era. So multidisciplinary, a thinker, a writer, into music, painting, etc., and just uses all these disciplines, I guess, to hone your investment skills. So let's start there. In the previous segment, we spoke about maintaining your psychological balance, if I may turn it that way. So what do you consume as far as information is concerned? I mean, I know Warren Buffett, for example, is an avid reader. Are you an avid reader? Where are you getting your information? What kind of information are you ingesting?
I think you have to read a lot if I don't know anybody who's been successful in investing and doesn't read much, so you have to read a lot. Lately, in addition to reading, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. And I find on the very different topics. I find the podcast format is so much better than your traditional, like, just TV interviews, because like when you do a TV interview, you have 3 minutes and you're a guest, and I've been, and you have 3 minutes and you have to compress your thoughts in a 3 minute soundbite. Mm-hmm. Where a podcast is a medium, there is really, you have podcasts that last 20, 30 minutes, and you have podcasts that last, two or three hours.
Yeah.
So when I research a topic, I go on YouTube or go on the podcast and just try to watch as many or listen to as many interviews as I can I used to read, I still read a lot, but I find that's another way for me to learn. I ride a bicycle to work in the summertime, which is takes about 30 minutes, 30 to 40 minutes. So I can listen to podcasts when I ride a bike. So that's, that's been very beneficial too. I'm an avid podcast listener. Reader as well.
Good. So the first thing I'd say is I hope you got one ear free when you're on your bicycle and you're riding and listening to podcasts. But that's great. I've never actually thought about that as doing research, look up, and I think on iTunes, you can pretty much use it as a search engine, if you will, and look up, podcasts. So that's great advice. Are there any podcasts? And I know you have a podcast, which is essentially your written letters, very eloquently spoken. That's in your podcast. But are there any others that you could recommend to our listeners?
Oh, absolutely. I listen to Exponent, which is a kind of a, it's a written by a guy, there's a guy, his name is Ben Thompson, who writes a newsletter called Strategery.
Okay.
Which is, and he also has a podcast called Exponent.
And is that, how do you spell that? Is that Xponent or EX?
Yeah. Exponent. Yes, Exponent.
Yeah. Okay, Exponent. Yeah.
And it basically covers topic of technology. I listen to Jim Grant's podcast.
Jim Grant.
My friend of mine has a podcast called Full. Robin Farzad has a phenomenal podcast called Full Disclosure, where he interviews, which is also on the podcast, is also on NPR, but where he also interviews guests from all different walks of life. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Those are the three that come to mind right away.
Okay. But, lovely. I appreciate that. I think I'm going to look into those. Jim Grant, obviously, I've listened to his, so that's terrific stuff. Okay. So let's get a little personal. I love the way you express your Jewish identity in your writings. As we are quite similar, you and I. I'm an immigrant to the country. I'm of Jewish origin. So are you. And I love the way you talk about the Jewish guilt, which I guess is always with us with our Jewish mamas. But interesting tidbit I picked up from you the last time. You speak about, I think you said something to the effect of like 93% of the time you spend with your children are from their high school days and below. And I guess once, you know, 93%. I mean, that's kind of crazy, right? So,
There's this fellow, Tim Urban, who has a phenomenal website. He writes a newsletter that sometimes comes out once every 3 months, sometimes comes out once a month. But sometimes, you know, his newsletter could be as long as 40,000 words long, which is almost like a book.
Oh, okay.
And he has it's called Wait, But Why. It's a silly name, but Wait,
okay.
But Why.
Wasted
and he just did a simple math, and when your kids are young, you probably spend 6 hours a day with them.
Mm-hmm.
And when your kids are older, you probably you see them maybe once, for a couple hours a week. And if you do the math, it comes out that you spend 93% of your time, 93% of the time you're gonna spend is gonna be until your kids are 18 years old.
Wow.
So I'm often, obviously I have an accent, and so people can detect that I was not born in the United States, and they ask me, and who are you? Are you, do you consider yourself Russian, or do you consider yourself American? And like in the past, I would always say American, just without thinking. And there wasn't, I would say that because I'm so thankful to this country. I came to the United States when I was 18, so all my formal education I received in this country. Mm-hmm. And let's say there was Olympic Games and a Russian team played soccer against, American team, without even thinking I would be on American side. So that's not, that's part of the answer would be, I'm American.
Yeah, your allegiance is with the US. Yeah.
Yeah, yes. But then I was thinking about this, and it gets more complicated because I'm also Jewish. And what does Jewish mean? And this is very complicated because, to some people, being Jewish is just a religion. Well, if you grew up in Soviet Russia, then you're most likely not going to be religious.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I did not realize that there was such a religion as Judaism until I was 18 years old. Because in Russia, there were no religions.
You never had a bar mitzvah or anything like that growing up in Russia, right?
No. Yeah. I had a bar mitzvah on Masada 2 years ago when I was 40-something years old. Yes. No, absolutely not. And but to me, being Jewish, it's really three things. It's a religion, it's nationality, and it's a kind of philosophy/tradition. So my grandparents were not religious, but they still had this Jewish tradition, which is very difficult to explain, but if you're Jewish, you know what it is. I also feel that I'm Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also realize part of me is still Russian, because when it comes to culture, when it comes to classical music, I feel Russian. Like when I listen to Tchaikovsky, Rachmaninoff, those are my Russian composers, because those are the composers I was listening, my parents listened to. And this is where we're going back to, like my childhood, I spent my childhood with my parents. This is when I spent 93% of my time with my parents, and therefore with those composers. And that's why I kind of relate to, when I think about, I'm Jewish, I'm American, and part of me is Russian because I spent my childhood in Russia. So, and
right.
It's
fascinating. I use the analogy that people are really onions. We're not, it's not black or white. You peel the layers away and there's many layers underneath, and it's, life is gray and life is messy. So you want to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, the interesting part, you mentioned about my writing. So the reason I write, because the conversation you and I are having right now, the only reason I was able to arrive to this thought, because I sat maybe for an hour or two writing about this, and that's the only way I could figure out, who am I? Just so the reason I write is so I could actually, this is how I think. So for me, that's the only way I can think.
Well, you actually stole my last question, Vitaly, but it was exactly that. I was going to say, it seems to me quite evident that you, to use the phrase, bleed on the page when you write. So it seems to me it's almost as if it's a cathartic experience for yourself. And it just so happens that the reader is witnessing this process. And so, final words from you just around writing, but clearly writing is instrumental in your life, but also maybe in your investing career as well, I suppose.
Well, so I wake up every morning about 4:35 o'clock, and I write until 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
about
wow.
6:30, 7 o'clock. And I try to do it consistently every single day. And for some people meditate. I write. I put my headphones on. I put classical music on. This, and I always start with the same piece every day.
Mm-hmm.
And this is basically my meditation, and this is how I think. So if I didn't write, I'm not saying my IQ is high, but it would have been a lot lower.
Right.
It would have been a lot lower if I didn't write.
Now, let me ask you this. Are you writing with a pen and paper, or are you typing on a device?
It's a good question. I'm typing on my laptop. And one thing I learned, it's kind of interesting, my handwriting right now, because I haven't, when you type a lot, you don't write much.
Uh-huh.
I found that my muscle memory of writing is almost gone. So if I have to write something, it's becoming very, very difficult.
Yeah, it looks like
I don't think I've written. Yeah, I don't think I've written a sentence by pen in years, and it's very, very difficult now.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. It's like a doctor's handwriting. Well, listen,
exactly.
Folks, this is the Renaissance man. I'm struggling to think of that guy from. That advert from the beer commercial where the guy's the quintessential Renaissance man, it escapes me now. But, you're that guy to me. So you're my hero, the up-and-coming Ben Graham. So,
listen, you're very kind.
Thank you so much for being on the show. We really enjoyed, our chat. And, just keep it up. Keep putting the work product out. And I know you've been successful in your home life, in your business, and I wish you continued success.
Greg, thank you very much. I really enjoyed it.